Title: 16-bar intro structure for faster workflow beginner. All right, let's build a clean, mix-friendly 16-bar intro in Ableton Live for drum and bass. Beginner-friendly, stock devices only, and the whole point is speed, because the fastest way to finish DNB is to stop looping 8 bars forever and start arranging with intention. Here's the promise: by the end of this lesson, you'll have a 16-bar intro that sets a vibe quickly, gives DJs and listeners a clear time grid, and ramps energy into a drop without blowing all your best stuff too early. Before we touch anything, think of this like 4 minisections, 4 bars each. Tease, then motion, then reveal, then tension. If you can get used to that mindset, your workflow gets way faster immediately. Step 0, quick setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a modern DNB sweet spot. Go to Arrangement View, not Session. Then set your loop brace to 16 bars. We're committing to an intro container so we don't drift. Now make 4 groups so your project stays readable. Drums, bass, music or atmos, and effects. Color code them right now. I know it feels like admin, but it's the kind of 2-minute setup that saves you 30 minutes of scrolling later. Also, drop locators at bar 1, 5, 9, 13, and 17. Intro starts, add motion, groove reveal, pre-drop, and then drop. If you want an extra workflow hack, also add locators at 15 and at 16.3, meaning the last quarter note of bar 16. That way you can jump straight to write the fill and do the mute moment without hunting around. Cool! Now we build the foundation. Drums. A strong intro previews the drop groove. It's not a random beat. So let's create a simple drum layer that can evolve. First, make a MIDI track for tops. Load a drum rack. Add a tight closed hat, a short open hat, and maybe a ride or shaker. Program a basic rolling pattern. For beginners, start with closed hats on 8th notes. If you want more drive, go 16th notes, but keep velocity a bit lighter so it doesn't feel like a lawnmower. Then place an open hat occasionally on an offbeat to give it that forward push. Now add a break layer. Create an auto track, drag in an amen, think, or any break loop you like. Set warp mode to beats and choose preserve 1/16 as a starting point. We're not doing deep break editing yet, we're just getting that DNB texture in place. Then high pass the break so it doesn't fight the kick and sub later. Put EQ8 on the break channel. Turn on a high pass filter around 120 to 200 Hz. There's no magic number. The goal is, you should feel the break snap and grit, but it shouldn't bring heavy low end into your intro. Now glue the drums together, because cohesion is the difference between demo loop and record. On the drums group, add glue compressor. Set attack around 3 milliseconds, release to auto ratio 2:1. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is gentle, we're not flattening it, we're making it feel like one unit. Then add saturator, subtle. Drive 1 to 3 dB, and turn soft clip on. The point is to add a tiny bit of density, so the drums feel present even when filtered. Nice. Now atmosphere, because DNB intros live or die on vibe. Make an Atmos audio track. Grab a pad, a texture loop, a field recording, anything with mood. Add auto filter on it, set to low pass, and start the cutoff around 1 to 2 kHz so it's soft and not shouting. Then add hybrid reverb. Choose a hall or a large convolution space. Keep dry/wet around 10 to 25%, and add a bit of pre-delay, like 10 to 25 milliseconds, so the reverb doesn't smear the front of the sound. Optional jungle flavor. Drop in a short stab one shot occasionally, like on beats 2 and 4, drown it in reverb, and then filter it down so it's more like a ghost in the background. Only if it suits your style. Now we hit the main concept, the 16-bar intro template. We're going to build one 4-bar block, and then we're going to copy it forward and evolve it. Copy and paste with purpose. That's the workflow. And here's a super useful rule. One new thing per 4 bars. If you add 3 new elements at bar 9, you'll have nowhere to go at bar 13. Limiting choices is how you move faster. Bars 1 to 4. Tease. Vibe first. In bars 1 to 4, keep the atmosphere playing. For drums, go very light, maybe just your closed hats or a filtered version of the break. Put an auto filter on the drums group. Set it to low pass. Start the cutoff around 600 to 1200 Hz. The point is, the listener hears rhythm and tempo, but it's intentionally muffled, like it's behind a curtain. Teacher tip, if you want to make this insanely quick to automate, make an audio effect rack on your drum group with auto filter, saturator, and utility. Map one macro called intro tone to the filter cutoff, a tiny bit of saturator drive, and maybe utility gain from minus 1 dB up to 0. Now your entire intro ramp can be a single automation lane. This is one of those future you will thank you moves. Add a subtle effects element, a quiet noise riser, or vinyl noise, or a tiny reverse cymbal, but keep it as decoration. The grid should stay readable. Think DJ readability. Someone should be able to beat match this. The riser should not hide the timing. Bars 5 to 8. Add motion. Copy your first 4 bars into bars 5 to 8. Now change only 2 things. First change, add shaker or ride layer, or bring in a slightly busier hat pattern. You can go from 8th notes to 16th notes, but lower velocity so it feels like energy, not volume. Second change, open the drum low pass filter a bit. Bring that cutoff up into the 2 to 4 kHz range. Suddenly the listener hears more crispness, and it feels like the track is moving forward. You can also widen the tops slightly. Put utility on your tops track. Push width to around 120 to 150%. Keep it subtle, and do not widen your low end. If you're not sure, just widen the hats, not the whole drum group. And add micro variolation so it doesn't feel looped. Every 2 bars, remove 1 hat hit or add 1 tiny ghost hit. One tiny change is enough. You're just telling the brain, this is evolving. Bars 9 to 12, groove reveal plus bass hint. This audio version is shortened for playback.